Today, the world looks pretty different. But already new problems are being met with new thinking. Researchers are using supercomputers to help discover treatments. Retailers are turning to the cloud to restock shelves more quickly. Teachers are using technology to rethink the classroom. It's not all we can do, but it's a start. IBM. Let's put smart to work. See how we're helping at ibm.com/COVID-19/UK.
This is a Global Original podcast.
Steve Allen's Little Bit Extra.
Morning, everybody. Welcome along to your free podcast for today, being Friday the 15th of May. I can't believe we're at the 15th of May either. Phenomenal, isn't it? Phenomenal set of audience figures, which was just wonderful. Wonderful. Could not have been better or happened at a better time. It's given everybody a nice boost. We like that kind of thing, but it's back to business as usual as we reach for the stars, climb every mountain, reach for the... And we thought we'd start with Katie Price because, you know, if ever there was somebody who's so desperate for publicity and yet has no talent behind her, this would be it. There's quite a few of them. Thrice married, a former Page Three model, that was about 500 years ago, and she had to borrow a wedding dress, ripping off Amanda Holden's idea, in this dreadful garden. And this is of the new house which she's renting. You wait till the owners see that she's completely trashed it. It looks awful. But they say she sipped champagne. Well, really, somebody who's bankrupt, and now you're managing it, dear, but I'm sure you know best, as always. Kate Garraway thinks that Derek Draper can hear her. He's still in this coma. She was clapping for carers as he's battling coronavirus. And been married for 14 years. I remember when they got together. I remember ages and ages ago. We interviewed Derek Draper years ago. There was an incident within the government. You can check him out online. He's well documented, his lovely Derek. And they've been together for ages and ages. So we keep our fingers crossed. They have two children, of course, Darcy and William. And they were there. Who was it I read the other day? Ian Dale was saying that he's now discovered that one in four cases, one in six cases of people who die of coronavirus were diabetic. So he said, that's just given me more impetus. He said, I'm not coming back anytime soon. So, which only goes to prove what I said the other day, that I reckon this coronavirus could be the making of radio stations. I think that people could actually operate from home, if you so desired. And so the amount of people actually coming into the office is therefore minimum, because we have people at home, we have people at work, and every radio station does. Every radio station does. It's quite an expensive business to all of a sudden set somebody up at home. And depending on what sort of programme you do, it would make it easy. On my sort of programme, you rely very much on the feedback from the people you're working with. So if I say something funny, it's like a comedian standing there in an empty hall and sort of not knowing how long to pause after the joke, just in case there is laughter or there isn't laughter, which they can put on it. So that's the way it works for us. So you always get... I get the same poor old snowflake who writes about every... And I think they've just got me on speed dial because they're a little bit of a... You know what I'm saying? And it's a case of... taking another non-essential journey the other day. It's not a case of whether it's non-essential. It's a case of you're allowed to do it. It's like I'm allowed to go into Iceland and buy ice cream. It might not be essential, but I'm allowed to do it. But say, so you have to explain to people because there's some really dim people out there. In fact, I didn't realise there were so many dim people. When I was talking about my amazing audience figures the other day, we've gone up thousands. I mean, thousands and thousands and thousands. And some poor old bag wrote and went, oh, right, of course, it's not about you. Nick Ferrari's the one who's got the audience increase. I thought, no, loads of us have got the audience increase. Obviously, she was a bit simple. She didn't know how it worked. She thought she was a businesswoman. She must have a business that's failing if she can afford to spend time to write to people. It's like the other day, who was having an argument? Oh, it was Piers Morgan having an argument with Dan. Dan the bloke on the BBC's Breakfast Time, otherwise known as Lala of the Teletubbies, because his interviews are so sort of like, oh, what did you have for breakfast today? Did you have... It's that, that's why the politicians go on programmes like that for the easy ride. They're not going to go with Piers Morgan. The other day, typical, Anne Widdecombe, shouty, shouty woman, little short fat thing, dances. And she sort of tried to do her bit. And then she said, will you let me finish? And I thought, she's always like that. The older she gets, the more like Victor Meldrew she becomes. Well, perhaps Victor Meldrew was her. Adele keeping up with the fitness routine. Driving to the gym in Los Angeles. Well, I mean, to be honest with you, I don't know why you would need to drive. Can't you? I mean, she's got loads of money. Couldn't she have some equipment put in at home? That not make sense? Prince Harry and Meghan crashed Zoom. They lifted their lockdown joint appearance since moving into Tyler Perry's £18 million LA mansion. Because, to be honest with you, 99.9% of us have got no idea who Tyler Perry is. I just know that he's rich and he's got a mansion. And if you lend it out to Harry and Meghan, they're well up for the freebies. Well up for the freebies. In fact, like most of the royal family, with the exception of the Queen. I mean, Andrew has been taking freebies for most of his life. You know, and Harry is like, oh, give me, I'll let you have a picture taken with me. It's a bit really like Prince Charles. They all do that kind of thing. They're like the people off Love Island, but they've just got a bit more money. Gordon Ramsay sends fans into a frenzy as he shares a floppy head throwback snap from his youth. Look at this dreamer. Good looking boy. No two ways about it. Good looking boy. Oh, have you noticed? Have you seen the pictures in the paper today of David Beckham's hair? It's mysteriously come back. How funny. I think it's sprayed on. I think he's got a case of the stuff. Love Island fans decide that Maura Higgins and Chris Taylor should get together. I think highly unlikely. I mean, she has no talent whatsoever. And as I say, if you saw her without the porno makeup on, you would never recognise her. I promise you, not in a million years. She was with Curtis Pritchard. To be honest with you, she's not worth bothering with. And the boys, you know, I don't know what they're going to be doing, actually. I mean, AJ and Curtis... Oh, sorry, that was Chris Taylor, actually, I just realised. But we'll have to wait and see. Peter Andre, what a fool. I mean, we always knew he was a bit dim. What did he do the other day that I was screaming at the television? He allowed his son Theo's face to be seen on the television. Now, you will remember that Emily, his wife, has already laid the law down and said, I do not want my children exposed to this publicity. Unfortunately for Peter Andre, he has no idea because he's a bit dim in the upstairs department. And so all he comes up with, because he's a bit simple, oh, I'm in the doghouse. You're stupid. You're very stupid. She told you. She's laid down the law and told you. You do what you're told. Do not expose the children to the glare of television. And so he showed his son Theo's face. I mean, that's what you call thick. That is what you call thick. She's furious. There you go. There's a relationship. Could be hitting the skids anytime soon. Katie Price's son, Harvey, has raised £12,000 for the NHS by designing his own rainbow frog-themed T-shirt. Lovely. I mean, poor old Harvey, honestly. He's doing his best, isn't he? But so he's classified at high risk. So now you know. Cheryl says there'll be no reunions for Girls Aloud in an unearthed clip after Nicola Roberts teases new music. Please don't. Please don't do it. It was all... She said, can you imagine a 30-year-old, says Cheryl, singing Love Machine? No, we couldn't... Well, in fact, to be honest with you, we don't really want to see Sarah Harding back again. I mean, that one, she needs to get, you know, help. She needs to get help. I mean, it's... And also Nicola Roberts, she went on something. Cheryl was sort of the one that every boy wanted to sort of have a little bit of How's Your Father with. And then she did, and then you suddenly realise that she was just an over-made-up Barbie. I'm just a backwards Barbie, too much makeup, too much hair. That was a song from Dolly Parton, by the way, in case you hadn't realised. Top Gear is going to resume next month, using strictly limited crews and adhering to social distancing, because EastEnders has got the go-ahead to return. And in fact, all the other soaps will be doing it. Do you know what they've said? I read something the other day. They've said, why don't they just let everybody go out and carry on doing everything you like? And then once this pandemic has worn itself out, we won't have any more dead people. And I thought, you're joking, aren't you? I mean, that would be considered a joke. We don't, I mean, as it is, they had to start closing stations the other day. There were too many people. So nobody's socially distancing. Perhaps they want to die. Perhaps they really do. I mean, I can't think of any other reason why you'd want to pack yourself onto a train with no mask, nothing like that at all, and yet you want to sit there with these people coughing and spluttering. Have you been on a tube in the morning in London? Terrible. Hello, Willa Booby. Admit she was anxious about returning to work at the This Morning studios after half term amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Well, they put it this way, if one of them is going to get it on that programme, the other one's already got it then. But, you know, as long as they're careful, you know, we're all good. Dr. Alex George, this is the one who sort of suddenly realised that there was no sort of little life on the outside. He's a doctor. We didn't waste our money training him up to be a sort of a little sort of, oh, I've been on Love Island kind of thing. But he's been separated from his girlfriend for 2 months. Grow up and get over yourself, love. Meghan Markle has baked a strawberry and cream cake. Oh, that's lovely. While Harry decorated Tyler's $18 million, they have to tell you, don't they? $18 million mansion with balloons. What do you mean decorate? What do you mean you blew some balloons up and tied a bit of string to them? Is that called decorating? How tragic. How tragic. But he is Archie Mountbatten Windsor. And so they're living in this mansion and having officially stepped back from royal duty. They never did anything. Bone idle. Dreadful. Adele and her estranged husband, Simon Kanicki, are neighbours to do what's the best for Angelo Seven. She's lost so much weight. I mean, it really is phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. Seven stone, I think she lost. Seven stone. Kate Garraway saying thank you to all the fans for their ongoing support about her husband, Derek Draper. Absolutely. She knows everybody's thinking about him. Power of prayer, it'll win through. Dancing on Ice bosses are pumping cash into the show. Do you know, I think they did better years ago when they dumped the piece of rubbish. They couldn't find anybody to do it. So it's they've said here, it's full steam ahead for next year's show and casting is well underway. Well, you just phone somebody up and say, do you want to do it? They'll all say yes because they're desperate for the work. Absolutely desperate. And so it'll be the usual people who can't dance. Like, as we all know, Gemma Collins spent most of the time sitting on her bum on the ice. And the rest of them are either having affairs or they won't having affairs. So we'll have to wait and see what happens. But to be honest with you, it was dumped because it was rubbish. And now we've got it back again. Jerry Horner. How much did she make from the Spice Girls sold out reunion tour? In fact, she was only earning £10 a day the previous year. She earned £3.2 million. I mean, she must still have all her money, I would think. But accounts filed at Company's House for her firm Wonderful Productions, which she uses for her solo and Spice Girls profit, show it went from £3,353 in 2018 to £3,147 in 2019. That's all she earned. A Spice Girl? Don't they get royalties from all the songs? That's a bit odd, isn't it? Can't work that one out. The David Beckham story makes it into my little list of those who should be pointed at. And so he sported a fuller head of hair on a run near his Cotswold. He's spraying it on, isn't he? This was days after displaying the thinning locks. But they say there are lots of things to make hair look thicker, including fibre hair. It's called Million Hair. And what you do is it comes in like a salt shaker, you know, peppermint mill kind of thing. Peppermint. And you shake it and then you spray it. And so it looks as though you've got hair. He looks even more peculiar now than he did the other day, because, of course, it's not been done very well. Joe Wicks sets his sights on America. Good. Off you go. See ya. What were they saying the other day? Some bloke who's in that programme where they come and repair your items. They're thinking about him for Strictly. I thought, what for? Well, because he's doing a programme on the... That's the trouble with the BBC, isn't it? They've got no idea. No idea. Suki Waterhouse holding hands, picture in all the papers, with boyfriend Robert Pattinson as they don matching face masks. In fact, you wouldn't know it was him, and you definitely wouldn't have known it was her either. Strictly's Karen Hauer says rehearsals will start in July amid the COVID-19 pandemic after lockdown left her crying at the cookie cupboard. What is the matter with these people? I mean, honestly, we're not crying at the cookie cupboard. Producer's got enough cookies in the cupboard to last at least 2 weeks. You're going to be having... I'll tell you what you need to do. You need to get some ice cream with the Swiss roll. Have a slice of Swiss roll with some ice cream. Failing that, just slice it and then pour double cream over it. That's quite nice as well. That's what's commonly known as a heart attack in a box. But you couldn't make it for those prices. I think the Swiss rolls were like £1.50. Well, you can't make things like that for £1.50, can you? Well, not you. Well, you can't, definitely. Isla Fisher makes a very cheeky comment about her intimate area. Oh, I don't think we want to talk about that, do we, really? It's, she commented on an unintentionally risque pie made by Paldorno Porter. It looked like... It's like a bit. Don't want to go into it. I'm too embarrassed to talk about things like that. Honestly, what do these people think I do? Michelle Obama teaches Barack about his big ears as the former first couple read a children's book together, hoping to give quarantined parents a break. I love the Obamas. I can't tell you how much I love the Obamas. I got them on YouTube the other day. Who were they watching? Who sang, "You make me feel like an..." Ella Fitzgerald. And she's on there and she's quite old and she comes on in a big fur coat and everything else. She sits down at the piano and starts playing. It's the most magical thing you've ever seen. The Obamas are in tears. It really is. It was something bloody brilliant. Jamie Lang. You remember Jamie? That's the one who's had the hair transplant and still looks slightly peculiar. And he pranks his girlfriend by taping a whistle, if you think I'm hot sign, on her back as they head out for a lockdown stroll. Lovely. He's a bit old now, isn't he, really? I mean, how old is he? 50, 60? I don't know. Dele Alli and his girlfriend, Ruby May, seen for the first time since the raid on his house. That's the trouble with these footballers, you know. I mean, they've said here that the robbers evaded overnight security guards and trained dogs to get in. Really? Well, were the dogs asleep or something? What was the point of having them? But anyway, I don't know who his girlfriend is. She's called Ruby May, and she looks like Ruby May, like, you know, girlfriend Dele Alli. And it's a house, but I don't see any CCTV cameras. I don't see anything. In fact, to be honest with you, it's a bit naff. It's near Barnet, but perhaps he can't afford anything else. Perhaps that's all he can go for. But he's got watches worth 150,000 quid each. He's got a Patek Philippe, £150,000. I mean, I hate to tell you this, but you can get a rather good-looking copy of one for a lot less. Christine McGuinness, the little show-off, dancing in a sultry TikTok video. Your life must be so bloody boring and empty, mustn't it, really? I mean, every day, let's take some more pictures of me and let's sort of post them and put them. People are going, oh, go away, for God's sake. Katy Perry sends fans into a frenzy when she asks Judge Jock Zonfilolo to cut up her meat and feed it to her on MasterChef. That's just a bit pervy, isn't it, really? I don't even want to bother about things like that. And opera star Luciana Pavarotti's niece preys on high society. And she did. Her name's Danielle. And she did sing at a charity ball at Tramp Nightclub last year. But the fairy tale does not, alas, seem destined for a happy ending. Neither for the statuesque Danielle, nor for those who have befriended her. Pavarotti, when he died, left 380 million. 380 million. And four daughters by two wives, but no niece. The Luciano Pavarotti Foundation says they have reported the case to the police, but declined to comment further. So they're not really sure. A number of the public is claiming, they say, to be Maestro Pavarotti's niece when she is not. Uh-oh. Uh-oh, another one of those Looney Tunes people. Yeah, because I'm the niece. No, you're not. He hasn't got any nieces. Holly Willoughby promises Keith Lemon she will return to Celebrity Juice after announcing. Oh, well, I'll say, what's the point of then of stopping from it? Why don't you just go on holiday, take a short break? And Amy Childs says, I look like a freak. Anybody want to disagree with that one? Should we just leave that to run? She expresses regret over cosmetic surgery as she educates young women. Amy Childs, this is. Yeah, all right. Yeah, all right. You know, she details the dangers of cosmetic procedures. Yeah, but that's because you're stupid. Everybody else is very sensible about it. She says, you know, I've had a boob job, Botox, lip fillers and veneers. She's 29. You'd think she was about 90, wouldn't you? Mental age, you know, playing is probably a lot less. How ridiculous. How ridiculous you're going to look, you know, but you don't need to do a programme like this because 99.9% of people have got more brain cells than you've got. You're not a businesswoman. You don't know anything about cosmetic surgery. You just think I'll have it done at the age of, you know, when did you have it done? 22, 23? Because you think that, you know, you need it. Ridiculous. I've never been so stupid in my entire life. You seriously want to go somewhere and let somebody stick a needle in around your eyes? Are you that bloody daft? Gosh, truth, woman. I tell you, I, for one, will not be watching the programme. And 99.9% of most sensible people won't be having the ridiculous stuff you've had. Lip fillers, veneers, boob jobs, Botox. She said it was an addiction. Oh, God, honestly, I tell you, they're all so blooming needy nowadays. Have you noticed? Nobody can look after themselves. They think they know everything, but of course they don't. They're not the brightest pennies in the box. You noticed the other day as well, Piers Morgan's blocked Lydia Dim's mother, Debbie. All right, Debbie, how you doing? Because she was criticising him for sort of the way he does his interviews. This is the woman with the thickest daughter on the planet. She went on to Celebrity Mastermind and was the most embarrassing person you've ever seen on there. You know, only going to prove that looks take you just about that far, dear. Everything else. But then Debbie has been blocked by Piers Morgan. He said, listen, you know, if you're not adult enough, basically, to understand that you have to ask these questions. He said, by the way, he said, you know, 40,000 people have died. What do you call it? But of course, let's face it, we've seen Debbie on the programme. A bit like the daughter. Not the brightest penny in the box, but that's their business. So Piers has decided he's had enough and he's blocked them both. Love it. Love him to pieces. Honestly, there's a man. We think he's great. That's it. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning, Saturday, because I am the 7 day a week boy. In fact, my programme tomorrow does very well in the ratings too. Very well, which is interesting because it's a repeat. You've got 2 hours of the best of Steve Allen. I mean, I realise that, you know, for aficionados of that Steve Allen bloke, I tell you, it's a cracking programme. It's got give the people what they want, and what they want, I'll tell you what they want, what they really, really want. They want more Steve Allen, and so you've got me tomorrow for 2 hours between 5 and 7, and then on Sunday you've got me between 5 and 7. Good Lord, how does he do it? How does he stay working? How does he stay so young? The answer is, because he loves it. Absolutely loves it. Can't get enough of it. So talk to you tomorrow morning. In the meanwhile, have a lovely Friday. I'm going to share a bottle of Prosecco with my Lynn today. We're going to be socially distancing, but we're going to share a bottle of Prosecco and bring ourselves up to date on all the little bits and pieces. So that's what we're... You wait, there'll be somebody writing in. Of course, that's not an essential thing to do, is it? These curtain twitchers, I tell you, there's only one of them, and they can't make up their mind whether they're Arthur or Martha. They really have no idea, which is, it's slightly disturbing. They don't realise that we can see everything about them. You know, if you've written only ever once before, click, I could see your entire history. I could see all the funny little names that you use. Some very odd people. Very odd, but there you go. We'll sort it out. We'll sort it out. Have a great Friday. And remember, stay safe.
If you enjoyed this podcast, listen to Steve Allen live from 4 a.m. Monday to Friday and Sunday from 5 a.m.
Today, the world looks pretty different. But already new problems are being met with new thinking. Researchers are using supercomputers to help discover treatments. Retailers are turning to the cloud to restock shelves more quickly. Teachers are using technology to rethink the classroom. It's not all we can do, but it's a start. IBM. Let's put smart to work. See how we're helping at ibm.com/COVID-19/UK.